Today's daf was daf Kuf Yud Zayin 117. Started the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bet. First part of daf on Amud Aleph was talking about from if this case that we are mentioning was a knas or a din, was a fine or a din. If we say it's a din, you can learn from it. If it's a fine, you cannot learn from it. Part number two of the daf was the topic of, which was also very halachically relatable, which we didn't go over much, but Terei Avreidin Ara, when someone is standing on one side of the river and someone is on the other side of the river, and he can't attain that sin without you helping him, that's Lifnei Iver, you're violating the Isur, the prohibition from the Torah of placing a stumbling block in front of the person. But he cannot attain it on his own. Just an example of something like that. If somebody can't attain, let's say, something, and you give it to him, then he's violating the prohibition from the Torah. Whereas if it's not that, if he's able to attain it on his own and you give it to him, it's a lower prohibition. It could be a prohibition, Isur Derabbanan. Part number three of the Daf on the Amud Bet was talking about the story of Rav Tana, who killed somebody, moved to Eretz Yisrael, and then Rabbi Yochanan killed him, and then Rabbi Yochanan came because it was a miscommunication. He came and did a resurrection of the dead to Rav Tana. And the last part of the daf was all these three different stories of people who saved themselves with the money of other people. And in all those cases, we said that they would be exempt. Although you're not allowed to save yourself with the money of other people, we said in each of the cases that it depends on the case. Each and every case, it depends on what the case is, and therefore a person has to analyze each and every case to understand if he's really liable in such a case, or he would be exempt. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.